The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
With the AsiaCast news roundup for the week ending Thursday, March 3rd, I'm Rich Crankshaw. In this bulletin, China's environmental problems climb political agenda. Chinese regime slammed for mistreating foreign journalists, Hong Kong warnings over counterfeit wines, and new Tibetan government in exile to be elected. But first, our SOH focus on China. As northern China continues to experience severe drought, experts in rural development have told SOH, unless fundamental changes are made, China's drought could get worse. The vice president of agricultural development at the People's University of China said the recent droughts weren't only natural disasters. There are also many man-made factors. A member of Shanxi Teaching Institute's Rural Development Research Center said the scale of development in China, environmental deterioration, and inefficient use of water resources meant southern China still experienced drought despite usually having sufficient rain. The researcher said most of China's reservoirs are used for hydroelectric projects and industry, adding local government diverted funding for irrigation projects elsewhere. Overseas diplomats slammed the Chinese regime for illegally harassing and detaining foreign journalists. A number of overseas reporters were targeted by Chinese police in Beijing when they tried to cover an apparent anti-government protest over the weekend of February 26th and 27th. Bloomberg News said one of its journalists was physically assaulted by men who appeared to be plainclothes security guards. Voice of America reports its Beijing bureau chief was temporarily detained. Other media also reported harassment by Chinese authorities. Many had their equipment confiscated and recorded materials erased. Media freedom group Reporters Without Borders condemned the harassment. Prominent Chinese human rights lawyers and activists have also been arrested or harassed by Chinese police since the storm of demonstrations against authoritarian rulers in the Middle East and North Africa. China's environment minister warned the country's growth could be in jeopardy from pollution. The minister said natural resources were drying up and environmental decay had become a bottleneck to China's economic and social development. The warning was made ahead of the annual National People's Congress due to take place over the weekend of March 5th and 6th. The head of China's Environmental Defense Fund said environmental concerns would affect the way the economy develops in the 12th five-year plan to be launched at the Congress. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. A Hong Kong wine expert and connoisseur said the issue of counterfeit wine in Hong Kong must not be taken off the radar. The founder of Hong Kong FS, Independent Wine Center, told the South China Morning Post, cheap knockoffs of expensive French labels still pose a threat to the Asia-Pacific wine industry. Hong Kong became a world center for wine after it abolished the tax on it in 2008. However, the growing demand for prestigious wine labels has also given rise to a widespread counterfeit industry. The advice from the Independent Wine Center was to always buy from reputable sellers and auction houses, and to carefully examine any wine being offered at a discount price. Taiwan's Tourism Bureau said this year's Lantern Festival attracted a record-breaking 8 million visitors. The festival is held on the 15th day of the first month in the lunar calendar and marks the end of the Lunar New Year celebrations. It features a number of special events involving sky lanterns, firecrackers, rockets, giant illuminated floats, and more. The Tourism Bureau had forecast visitor numbers to be up almost 50% from last year. Toward the end of the 12-day festival, numbers soared due to the unseasonably good weather, meaning twice as many people visited the 2011 festival. Coming up on AsiaCast, singer stages concert on disputed islands, New Zealand shifts from earthquake rescue to recovery, and Philippines set new tree planting record. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Attorney Mark Hayes saw the performance at the Robinson Center Music Hall in Little Rock, Arkansas on February 28th.
The show is fantastic. It's incredibly well done, beautifully choreographed, terrific costumes, great story. Just couldn't be more entertaining. It's delightful. Very, very, very worthwhile. I would recommend it to anybody. It is the first time, and I've got my mother here, my mother-in-law, my wife, and our children. So we've made it a family night. It's just a great event. everybody seems to be thrilled with it. And one of them's a 14-year-old, so if you can entertain a 14-year-old, you've done something very well. It is. It's. There are a lot of kids there and a lot of little kids, and everybody seems to have a great time. It's really wonderfully done.
Inspired by the rich spirit of an ancient culture, Shenyun Performing Arts brings to life classical Chinese dance and music in a gloriously colorful and exhilarating show.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. A South Korean singer recently held a concert on disputed islands that both Tokyo and Seoul claim. Pop singer Kim Jong-hoon and about 200 activists from non-governmental organizations, as well as students, landed on the island on Tuesday, March 1st. The day is also known as Independence Movement Day in South Korea. Japan and South Korea have a long simmering feud over the disputed islands known as Dokdo in South Korea and Takashima in Japan. In recent years, Tokyo has asserted its claim to the island in its annual defense white paper, sparking protests in South Korea. Exactly 1 week after a devastating earthquake rocked New Zealand's second-largest city, Christchurch, the country stood still Tuesday, March 1st, to remember those that lost their lives. Friends and family from Christchurch to Wellington to Auckland observed 2 minutes of silence at 12:51 in the afternoon, the exact moment when the earthquake struck. Urban rescue workers from around the world stopped to honor the fallen as well. For some, the first chance to grasp the gravity of their work. Earthquake relief officials said Thursday, March 3rd, there was no longer any hope of finding survivors. The mayor of Christchurch said the operation had transitioned from rescue to recovery. For a country trying to return to normal, it will be a long road ahead. New elections to select the 44 members of the Tibetan Parliament in exile are scheduled for March 20th. Most significant will be the race between three candidates vying for prime minister. This marks the second time the position will be directly elected by the Tibetan people, rather than being appointed by the Dalai Lama, who is now 75. Since the time the Dalai Lama fled his homeland in 1959, the government of Tibet, called the Central Tibetan Administration, has been in exile and not formally recognized by other governments. Radio Free Asia is monitoring the election and providing information to Tibetan listeners and plans to broadcast a debate between the main candidates for prime minister scheduled for March 13th. On a lighter note, critically endangered Javan rhinos have been captured on hidden video cameras at a national park in Indonesia. Two adults and two calves appeared on footage shot in the dense tropical rainforests of the park in the westernmost region of Java, giving conservationists proof that the species is still breeding. Conservationists say the calves would bring the park's population to 50. According to the World Wildlife Fund, the Java rhino is one of the rarest mammals on the planet. The organization is working to protect and monitor several endangered rhino species from poaching and help preserve their habitat. Conservationists in the Philippines have set a new world record for the most trees planted simultaneously. They recently managed to plant 64,096 trees within 15 minutes in the eastern Philippine province of Camarines Sur. The tree planting activity was organized under the country's El Verde, or the Green, program and reportedly involved thousands of people. A global conservation group recently ranked the Philippines as one of the world's most endangered forest hotspots, but the Camarines Sur provincial government hopes to address that by planting millions of trees by next year and making the province the greenest and most environmentally friendly in Asia. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.